We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
From Learfield, this is Big 12 This Week.
To do it on a Saturday is the next step. Full confidence that he's going to do that.
The only official Big 12 radio show on the Big 12 Sports Network.
I like the presence, quite honestly, of both quarterbacks. Both guys, in their own way, lead.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 football championship game. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Yes, game week is finally here, the first weekend of Big 12 football. It actually starts Friday night. South Dakota is at Kansas. And then we've got a full slate of games coming up on Saturday. Oh, it's great. It's great. We made it through the summer. The Big 12 enters this season with number 2 Oklahoma and number 7 Iowa State ranked in the top 10 in the AP and coaches poll. Both wrapped up last season with wins in New Year's Six Bowls. And then you have number 19 Texas. They were also rated in both preseason polls, with Iowa State, Oklahoma State was number 22 in the coaches poll, and they had enough to get to 26th in the AP. They're going to move up this year. They're going to move up those polls really quick, I think. If there is a slip-up at the top with Iowa State, dare I say Oklahoma, do they slip up? I don't know. If one of those teams slips up, the team that I think makes their way in is Oklahoma State. And then TCU and West Virginia also received votes in both polls. Other big news, Big 12 football rosters include 156 players that have already completed their undergraduate degree requirements. So what that tells you is you've got guys that are coming back for another year. And they were afforded that opportunity because of the pandemic. You could skip. You had that 1 year of eligibility left. And a lot of players are taking advantage of it. I mean, think about that. That's an average of almost 16 players per roster. So you're bringing back a lot of experience. or in some cases with the transfer portal, some new faces too. But you're bringing back experience. And so I think that that's just going to elevate Big 12 football, probably football in general, when you're bringing that much experience back to the conference. The Oklahoma and Tulane game, that's moved from New Orleans to Norman due to Hurricane Ida. The kickoff will remain at 11 a.m. Central Time. And then we have two new head coaches, KU's Lance Leipold and Steve Sarkisian of Texas. Seven of the 10 programs have coaches that have been at the helm for less than five seasons. So a lot of new blood in the Big 12 coaching tree. Speaking of Leipold and Sarkisian, I've got some hot takes from them. We're going to get to that. We'll hear from Baylor head coach Dave Aranda. And there is a level of excitement at Iowa State that I don't know if it's ever been this high. There are tremendous expectations. I talked about players coming back with the experience. You look at the success they had. We went through that already. Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell is happy to have fans back. After playing before limited crowds a year ago, Jack Trice Stadium is going to be packed when the Cyclones host their in-state rival, Northern Iowa.
There'll be a heightened sense of energy. There'll be a heightened sense of emotion that will be created from, you know, a fan base and the energy of a crowd. And I think adapting to that and not letting that overtake your performance, I think, is a big thing and something we've certainly talked about.
You know, the one thing that just I felt bad about for Cyclone fans is that they had this historic year last season and limited to no fans. They couldn't be there. So now, having fans back in the stadium for Coach Campbell?
One thing last year when there weren't fans in the stands, I think that was a whole new dynamic. But you almost learned to appreciate the game in its own sense, where you took the emotion out of it from the fan standpoint of it, and you almost got down to football in the backyard again a little bit, and you realized that you create your own momentum.
Well, after stumbling out of the gate last year against Louisiana, and you know what? I don't want to pat myself on the back. But I just, oh, it just, it burned me. You know, I start to look at these schools as kind of like my own little babies. You know, I kind of like bring them in and I start to pull for all of them. And when the national media comes out and attacks them, then I find myself going into mama bear mode and I get very defensive. And I got very defensive about Iowa State when they were talking about, oh, the Sun Belt came in and wiped up the Big 12, the Big 12 this, blah, 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 blah. You know, everybody was just poo-pooing on the Big 12. It's one game. We're dealing with a pandemic. I wish I could go back. You know, I had all summer to do this. I should have gone back to that episode of Big 12 This Week, which I guess you could go back to if you subscribe as a podcast. Google Podcast, Spotify, Big12Sports.com. Let me throw in a plug. Just search Big 12 This Week. But anyway, you could go back and look. But I'm almost sure that I said that they would be in the running and making a strong run to make it to the conference championship. It was one game. It was the first game. And I couldn't believe how quickly people turned. Just ridiculous comments being made. But anyway, I see I'm getting all worked up again. Got to look forward. But let's do look back, because Coach Campbell says after stumbling out of the gate last year, the Cyclones are hoping for a better start.
I've always said the bright lights will tell you where you're at. And, you know, there's been times where we've been ready for the early start of the season. And maybe there's times where we thought we were ready, but maybe we weren't. And so, you know, I think you diligently work really hard to try to put yourself and your team in the best position to get ready for the start of the season. But I'm excited for Saturday because I think it's a great challenge. It's going to be a great football game. And you're going to demand, they're going to demand that you be at your best. And if you're not, they'll be ready to beat you.
Well, he's talking about Northern Iowa. They're well-coached, And their defense is really good.
I think they're really talented on the defensive line. You know, they got long, athletic corners. You know, the safety position, whether it's a two-high safety look or a three-high safety look, you know, there's really talented players there. But to me, the most impressive thing, they're always in the right spot. And to be able to be so multiple, and you've heard me talk about that from our end, is multiplicity is the key because it creates confusion. I think that's the thing that probably impresses me as much as anything.
Hot takes from Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell. Let's hear from tight end Chase Allen. Emotions will be high in this season opener.
I was sitting in the tight end room with Charlie yesterday as we were finally watching film of an opponent and not ourselves. Like, gosh, isn't it so great to be just back in game week doing things? So I think that being on the field and performing and seeing all the fans out there is just going to add to it.
Chase and Charlie, that's going to be quite a duo. Allen says they're looking forward to finally getting this thing started.
We're ready to get in that rhythm and start rolling with it. You know, it's going to be a long season, but we got to just take it one week at a time and try and take care of our bodies, and things will happen that'll be beneficial.
And he talks about the Iowa State crazies, and I say that with all affection for that crowd that'll be at Jack Trice Stadium.
You know, your heart's going to get racing, things are going to speed up a lot, but who knows? It's the first one after the year of everyone not being there. It might be louder than ever, and we're kind of expecting that too. So it's going to be exciting as a player. We're all really pumped for it.
All right, so look, we know about the hiccup against Louisiana in 2019, the last time that these teams played. It was in Ames. It went to triple overtime, and Iowa State pulled it out 29-26. So you can't sleep on Northern Iowa, a tough team. So as I mentioned, we'll have some hot takes from KU's Lance Leipold and UT's Steve Sarkisian, and we have a guest host. We're wrapping up our preview of the Big 12 football teams. We will talk with Jeff Haxton. He is a play-by-play talent extraordinaire, and he's got a show there in Lubbock on the radio, so he knows everything about the Red Raiders. And we'll talk with – why don't we do that next? We'll talk with him next here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup, or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and seven trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that eight. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. Onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-by is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
This is Big 12 This Week. We continue our previews of all the Big 12 schools as we get ready for the first week of football. And it's time to talk about Texas Tech. And joining us, Jeff Haxton, on-air talent for Texas Tech Athletics. Jeff, always a great guest on the show. Welcome back, and thank you for your time.
Hey, Bill. Good to talk football with you. I'm thrilled that the ball is just about fully back in the air. And driving around Lubbock this morning, you could kind of feel football. They had a big full slate of high school games last weekend, that or last Friday and Thursday, that went off without a hitch. So that's good. And just about time to do it in the college ranks.
Yeah, absolutely. And a big game coming up this weekend for Texas Tech. They'll be in Houston, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But Jeff, I want to start with the starting quarterback, the transfer from Oregon, Tyler Shuck, beating out Henry Cullumby. He gets the job. Was it a tough decision, difficult decision for Matt Wells? I've seen some tape on this kid, and he looked really good at Oregon.
Yeah, dual threat guy. I mean, he looks like a perennial, you know, perfect build pocket passer, but he's got some talent with his feet as well, which is exciting. We'll see if he can bust off some runs and make that dual threat work for Texas Tech. But to answer your question, I do not think it was a tough decision. This guy has been brought in and groomed to be the starter from the time that he made that commitment to move from Eugene to Lubbock. So I think he is ready to go, and I'm really looking forward to see how he can command this offense in the red and black. I think he's the number one guy by far.
Shuck replaces Alan Bowman, who transferred to Michigan, and then he won the job over Henry, who played six games for the Red Raiders last season. So you take his skill set, the strong arm, the feet, the ability to run, and you add that with the new offensive coordinator at Tech. Maybe I should say the old new or the new old. I don't know how to say it. Sonny Cumbie comes back to Texas Tech to run the offense. How do these two work together? Because, listen, Sonny put up great numbers as a quarterback at Texas Tech. And so I think he's got that idea of how things should run. How does Shuck kind of fit in with Sonny's philosophy on offense?
Well, we're going to be learning all that, Bill. I don't know. I mean, on paper, everything you said is exactly right. But how it's exactly going to look, we just don't know yet, because there have been question marks with the offensive line. You got a big and I mean big, transfer from TCU, and TJ Stormont, to 6'7", 320. He's going to be holding down the left tackle position, but how will that offensive line play in front of him? Is Sir Roderick Thompson healthy? He's the best running back on campus, but we did not get to see him in any scrimmages. He is listed number one on the depth chart, so we kind of expect to see Sir Roderick, but we're not exactly certain. So then, you know, who can go and catch it? We know Eric Izukama certainly can. Kalen Geiger is a name that you need to be ready for, to watch out from the wide receiver positions. How much do you use the tight end? All these things we're going to be starting to learn here come Saturday night at NRG. So I don't know exactly how it looks, but you're right. If somebody does know how it looks to have success, it's Sonny Cumbie.
We're talking with Jeff Haxton from Texas Tech Athletics. He's the voice of Red Raiders Athletics, joining us here as we preview the Red Raider football season. They'll be taking on Houston. Dana Holgorsen, we'll get to that in a moment. You talked about, you know, the tight end. I saw a couple of plays where they run this run-pass option. This is what they were doing at Oregon with Shuck. And several times they had success of where he'd be able to dump the ball off to the tight end in the flat. And so I just wonder, that's what I'm interested in, is just, you know, what Sonny takes from his knowledge and then how you kind of piece that together with your new quarterback. And, yeah, it'll be really interesting to see how this team kind of comes together. Let's talk about the defensive side of the ball. Tech has had issues in the past with quarterback sacks. It's a category that the defensive line just doesn't thrive in. I've kind of looked at some of the numbers, and they've struggled there. But a lot of talent at linebacker and in the secondary, it appears. Talk a little bit about that unit as a whole, what they have coming back, what are some of their strengths?
Yeah, I think it's a good sign when you look at the defensive side, because you've got some names that have been playmakers for a handful of years now that aren't necessarily the number one guy. I think you're going to see a defense that has the ability to stay fresh because of the depth, especially at the linebacker position. And what I'm talking about is when you've got guys that have been around for a handful of years that have made a ton of plays that aren't starters. The two guys that I'm referencing there the most are Tony Bradford Jr., a guy that has had a terrific career at Texas Tech. He's not listed as the starter. It's Jalen Hutchings. And then Rico Jeffers has been a big-time playmaker at the linebacker spot. At the Mike linebacker, he's listed as a backup behind Krishan Merriweather. So there's a lot of guys there. Colin Schooler, Tyree Wilson, the transfer from Texas A&M, long, athletic. And then in the backfield, you got DeMarcus Fields, Eric Monroe, transfers by the names of Muddy Waters and Malik Dunlap. I'm looking forward to watching those guys play. Muddy, I mean, if you get to say Muddy Waters, it's going to be a good day anyway. So I think this is by far the most talented and deep defensive side of the football that we've seen. I talked to Rodney Allison, who's a, you know, he was a Southwest Conference MVP in his day, works at Texas Tech with the athletic Letterman's Club, and is a full timer still to this day. Rodney thinks this is going to be the best Texas Tech football team that we've had around here and 10 years. So I hope he's right. And I think there's a lot of evidence there to back that up. But right now, Bill, it's evidence on paper. How will it look when you have to go out there and make plays, when you have to get third and three, when you have to get a stop on third and three? Will you be able to do those things and win close games? Winning close games has been tough around here lately.
Yeah, that was one thing I was just going to mention to you. And, I mean, that's it. It comes down to just a few plays a game. And Matt Wells, as he gets ready to start year three, 8-14, 5-13 in conference play. And, you know, you think a few plays here, a few plays there, and that record could look a lot different. How is the fan base towards Matt Wells right now? What's the temperature on them? They all right with everything? They're willing to give this thing a ride, or?
No, I mean,
we know how fans get.
There's always a sect of your fan population that is going to be unhappy no matter what. And I think here with the Mike Leach factor, there's always going to be that kind of underlying, you know, we should have done things differently 12, 13 years ago, and it doesn't matter who's the head coach, you know, you're going to get some of that. But I think overall, with Texas and OU's move to go to the SEC, it's been a, hey, we better rally behind our guys, and we better rally behind the program and the school, because it's a situation where you're kind of fighting for your athletic life. So if you have divisiveness on your campus, that's not a good thing at all, period. But when you don't exactly know the direction of your conference, what it'll look like in 10 years, where will you be? Will you still be Power Five? Then you better rally around you and yours, you know? And so I think that's kind of been a rallying call to get behind the football program. And so that, you know, that all comes to, hey, you really need a good start, you know, and everybody does. But if you could just get off to a good start Saturday where you're a slight favorite over Houston, you could be setting yourself up for a good season.
Jeff Haxton is joining us. We're previewing the Texas Tech Red Raiders football team, and you talk about coming together, uniting, and getting off to a great start. Texas Tech opens against Houston in Houston, coached by Dana Holgorsen. Obviously, his ties to Tech. And I heard a story that he wanted a shot to interview for the Tech job, and AD Kirby Holcutt didn't give him that interview and instead went with Matt Wells. How true is that story? And how much intrigue does that add to this first of two games of this series?
Well, I think if Dana didn't have any interest at all, it would still be a story because of he's Dana. He's an interesting guy. He's a polarizing figure. I just enjoy anything that Dana is involved in, to be honest with you, because of the character that he is. I do think he wanted this job, and I think that his name was certainly batted around by the fan base. I remember batting it around. I remember saying that this man is a candidate. But you're right. Kirby Holcutt didn't have that vision, didn't want to take Dana, instead went with Matt Wells. So I think there's, you know, it's so fun. I mean, nowadays and with name, image, and likeness and conference realignment, there's a lot of things that can be taken personally. And so I don't think it's one of those deals where he goes to sleep about it every night and is ticked off at Texas Tech for not giving him a shot. But, I mean, there's a lot of personal lines when it comes to this game because it is in the state of Texas, two Texas schools. Houston, you know, wants to be in the Big 12. Texas Tech wants to keep, you know, Houston where they're at, get some recruiting inroads, continue those down in the Houston area. So there's a lot on the line with this thing Saturday.
Yeah, it'll be a great start to the season. Well, Jeff, I appreciate you coming on. Exciting things perhaps on the horizon here for Texas Tech football, especially if they get off to a good start. Always a
pleasure.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah, always a pleasure having you on.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, we have more coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield.
Allstate now has deeper savings. And deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-bys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears. Okay, let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
We're back on Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. Listen to the show on Sirius XM Channel 375. It airs Thursday evenings, 7 Eastern, Channel 375. And a big shout out to all of the radio stations across the Big 12 footprint that carry our show on a weekly basis, and you've been there a long time. You've been there from the beginning. In fact, I think this is the start of my third football season. So, yeah, you guys have been great. Let's talk about the newbies, the new head coaches, Steve Sarkisian from Texas and Lance Leipold from Kansas. I have a few hot takes from both of them. Of course, Leipold has gone to programs and has fixed them. He's turned them around. Now he's been handed the task of trying to do the same at Kansas, which we all know is a tall task, very tall task. And then you throw in the fact, no spring ball. only fall camp to work with.
Take what we have and, you know, where our depth is and use it the best we can. Use our personnel to its fullest, no matter what the position is, and find ways to utilize and get those players on the field. And we're going to strive for balance all the way across the board. And I think, you know, we've had some of those great, really competitive fights in camp for playing time. Wide receivers, one of those. I think we have a lot of young, talented players who run really well and can create big plays. Now it's a chance for them to go out and do it.
All right, so he talks about the wide receivers. Let's stay on that side of the ball. I think the run game is the strong point to this offense, and this is what Leipold will try to build on as the season wears on.
Well, Bellin Gardner is the guy that you want to start the conversation with. You know, he's a guy that you know, shows explosiveness. He missed a little bit at the beginning of camp, but he came right in and showed a lot of flashes that he can do what we want him to do in our inside-outside zone scheme, which will be the primary focus of our run game. And then we build play action off of those and the other runs accordingly. But, you know, with him, we have a few other guys that, you know, have kind of been in and out of camp a little bit. But the one that's also been very consistent is true freshman Devin Neal right here from Lawrence. And really has a bright future. He's handled camp. He's handled all the things really well on how to go about as we put a lot on his plate.
Switching sides, Brian Borland is the new KU defensive coordinator. They're going to switch to a 4-3 front this year. And what sticks out on defense for Coach Leipold and the Jayhawks?
Well, it's gone well as we go through, and they're still. And we'll have our growing pains, you know, throughout some of these. But I look a guy like Kyron Johnson and for a chance for him to play, you know, a weak side end position and do some things where, well, he'll be able to get upfield and, you know, rush a quarterback on a more consistent basis is something we're looking forward to. I like the depth of the the defensive line. And we've got a young secondary that is awfully talented but needs game experience.
The Kansas Jayhawks are hosting South Dakota Friday, 7 o'clock. The last meeting between these two teams, September 7th, 2013, a 31-14 win for the Jayhawks. They'll be at home a Friday night under the lights. Leipold wants to send a message to his fans.
Well, it's an exciting time. It really is an exciting new chapter of Kansas football. And personally, I'm excited to be here. Our staff is excited to be here. But we need people in the seats. We need our fans to get behind us because they are a big factor. They're going to be a big factor of the future of this program. And we appreciate their support. And we're looking forward to getting out there and performing for them.
Yeah, well, all right, so some young wide receivers, a strong run game, or at least a couple of running backs to build around, but they still have a lot to figure out. Quarterbacks Miles Kendricks, Jalen Daniels, Jason Bean, all listed as co-starters. And so that puts a huge question mark on the most important position on the field. But they've got time to try to work this out and try to figure out who's going to lead this offense. And we might see quite a bit of all three on Friday. This offense reached 20 points or more just once last season. 7 o'clock Friday, you can watch that game on ESPN+. And now it's time for our can't-miss game of the week, presented by Tickets for Less. Tickets for Less is the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. TicketsForLess.com. And we go to Saturday. Number 21 Texas is hosting number 23 Louisiana. That game will be on Fox at 3:30. Texas leads the all-time series 2-0. Last time these teams played, though, back in 2005, a 60-3 win for Texas. Now, our next newbie coach, Steve Sarkisian, took him a long time, all of fall camp, to figure out who he was going to go with. But he has his starting quarterback. We'll see a couple of different players play, but he's got his starter all figured out for this first game. Hudson Card with Casey Thompson getting some snaps. So what did he look for when coming up with this final decision?
Hudson's a very talented young man. He's got great work ethic. He really tries to operate in the way we want to operate in, and just as I told Hudson and Casey, it's really not a knock on Casey. Both guys really started to perform very well after that first scrimmage. And, it was a tough call. But I think in general, you try to make the best decision for the program at that time. But again, that's why I think Casey's going to play in this game. We'll reevaluate after one game. Neither guy's ever started a game in their career, so we'll look at it after 1 week. The good part for both those guys is I think we're improving as an offense. I think that we're steadily improving on the offensive line. I think the incorporating the tight ends into the system has been helpful. The receiver picture is starting to clear itself up. And then obviously just what we have at running back. So I think all in all, the entire offense has started to kind of elevate its play, and it's made things a little easier on the quarterbacks.
All right. Listen, big shoes to fill for both of those guys, replacing Sam Ehlinger. And then you have, obviously, the coaching change. Tom Herman, I guess, just wasn't getting it done. Although, I'll tell you, the way that season ended last season in that bowl game, a lot of promising young players. So, listen, when you're talking Texas, you're talking a lot of attention. How have the quarterbacks handled that attention in Austin?
Well, I think the reality of it is, you know, I've tried to impress upon this to our team, to our staff, to anybody that wants to listen. You know, the quarterback position is the most important position in sports. I always say that. I believe that. But they're also, it's one position of 22 starters on our team on offense and defense. And everybody has a role in our organization. And ultimately, come game day, you have a responsibility to do your job. And the quarterback's no different. And so what we ask of him to do ultimately is going to be things that we believe are putting him in the best position to have success, whoever is that guy on the field. And then they've got a responsibility to do their job. And generally speaking, the one that does their job most consistently gives us the best chance to have success. And so I think both guys understand that. I think they recognize, you know, what we're trying to do. And now when they get their opportunities, it's not trying to win the job on one play. We're not trying to you know, have a starting quarterback just because he wows the crowd. We're having a starting quarterback that inevitably moves our football team down the field to score points, understands the special situations in the games and manages those special situations. And then probably the biggest component is taking care of the football. And so, you know, those are some of the factors that we focus on, and generally not the outside noise. We try to keep it internal.
All right, I want to take a timeout and then come back, and we'll continue with more hot takes for Texas in our Can't Miss Game of the Week, presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup, or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-by is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
And we're back on Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. We're listening to some hot takes. Steve Sarkisian, first-year head coach at Texas, talking about his quarterback situation. Hudson Card will start against Louisiana Saturday, 3:30 on Fox. Casey Thompson will get some snaps. That is our Can't Miss Game of the Week, presented by TicketsForLess.com, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. So they're already doing it. The Austin media already trying to set these guys up, talking about Hudson and Casey, already setting them up. And the questions asked, do you have to be extraordinary to be a quarterback at Texas? And I love Sark's response.
I don't think so. I think the extraordinary plays happen when they present themselves. I don't think you have to try to make them happen. I think when you try to be extraordinary, that's when bad plays actually occur. And I think trusting the scheme, trusting your teammates around you, really, you know, believing in your reads and in your preparation allows you to take advantage of opportunities when they present themselves. And that's when the extraordinary plays occur. I think guys get themselves in trouble when they try to make extraordinary plays and they force balls. Or they have poor ball security in the pocket, or they make poor reads. If we've got a zone read option and you're trying to pull the ball and the defensive end is clearly playing you, that's when the bad plays occur, and that's what we have to eliminate. And so that'll be the focus going into Saturday.
You know, I think that's what makes quarterbacks look extraordinary, is that they're able to do the ordinary things on a consistent basis. And that's hard to do, but I don't think you have to play above your pay scale. And I know that quarterback, I mean, listen, it is. I mean, listen, they touch the ball more than any other player on the field. I get it. And they certainly have the biggest impact as to who wins or loses. But to be extraordinary, you just have to do ordinary on a consistent basis. And how is that going to look Saturday? Look, I said it last year, I can't be a hypocrite. After Louisiana came in and beat Iowa State, I'm not saying that that's going to happen this year, but I know how Texas fans are going to be if the Longhorns stumble in this one. They're going to think that the absolute world is caving in on Austin, and that's not the case. Louisiana, a very good team. Billy Napier has that team well coached, 10 of 11 starters on offense and defense. A third-year starter in Levi Lewis. He is one of those guys who does the ordinary things consistently. So, a little long-winded here, but Sarkisian just talks about breaking down this matchup with Louisiana and how the fourth quarter is really important.
Well, I mean, obviously the game of football, at least the way we play and I think the way Louisiana plays, starts up front. I think that both programs believe in running the football. And so the line of scrimmage is going to be critical Saturday. I think on both sides, our ability to control the line of scrimmage on offense, and our ability to try to control the line of scrimmage on defense is going to be a key component to this game as we work our way through first, second, third, and then into the fourth quarter. There's going to be your highlight plays, hopefully more in our favor than not. But at the end of the day, I think that's where this game is going to shake out. And we've got to have a really good plan, which I think we're working towards. And then our players got to have the ability to execute it. And not just in the first quarter when they're fresh, but in the fourth quarter after 100-degree heat for four quarters of football, and still have that ability to execute and maintain and play a physical brand of football.
Texas and South Dakota, our can't-miss game of the week, presented by Tickets for Less, ticketsforless.com, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. You know, I've got one more Sarkisian cut to get to, but I'm still, we're running a little long in this. That's all right. I'm still amazed at my quote. I mean, like, this is like one of those inspirational, like, poster things. Write this down. In order to be extraordinary, you just need to be ordinary on a consistent basis. I don't know. Does that even make sense? I love it. I'm going to tweak it a little bit. I'll tweak it a little bit. I'll make a poster. We'll come up with something. All right. Let's wrap up with this from Sark. He was a head coach the last time in 2015. It's been 6 years. We know about his story. We know about the long road it took to get here, the downs and the ups. And he was asked just to kind of reflect on that as he gets ready this game week.
I'm excited, but part of, I would say the bulk of my excitement is for our players, you know. Just even seeing them move into the south end zone last week, you know, it's been how much ever time since they've had their real own facility back, and to see the work that they've put in the 8+ months that we've been here, the blood, the sweat, the tears, you know, and the closed doors meetings and things like that. And so now they get their opportunity to go out and do what they love to do. I'm excited for them, but probably more important for me, it's I've learned over time is you just focus on the task at hand, you know. And I actually talked to the team about this morning. They have family coming into town too. There's going to be 100,000 people here Saturday. They've got family maybe in Louisiana that are dealing with issues, and there's a lot of different moving parts that are coming together here Saturday. But at the end of the day, why are they here? They're here to watch this game, or whether it's on TV or in person. So we've got to make sure that we do our part in staying focused on the task at hand and not get caught up in what's going on around us or what's on the scoreboard, but play the next play and give that play the credit it deserves and the life of its own that it has. And so that's probably going to be the biggest challenge, I think, for everybody Saturday. You know, we've spent, it's going to be 2 years since having a real crowd at a football game, and there's going to be a lot of emotions. And I think one of the key challenges for us as a team is, you know, you got to embrace those emotions. That's part of college football, and I think that's what makes our sport so great.
All right. Well, there you go. We'll wrap up with that. Good stuff. Wish him the best of luck. What a great personal story. So anyway, that will do it for that segment. Our Can't Miss Game of the Week, presented by TicketsForLess.com. More coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At
Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup, or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. Onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Allstate now has deeper savings. And deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We'll be right back. And we're back on Big 12 this week. It's time for Making It Look Natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12, Catalina Lime Mixer, Aloha Beaches, Big 12 Meat, Natty Light Seltzer. All right, this week we look at, when we talk about our Making It Look Natural athletes, we look to soccer, and we go to Oklahoma State's Grace Yoakum, who was named the Offensive Player of the Week. And we go to Kansas goaltender Sarah Peters. Let's talk about Yoakum. She contributed on two of OSU's three goals last week, starting with an assist on the Cowgirls' first goal against Oklahoma. She then scored OSU's only goal against Wright State on Sunday. The Houston native has scored a team-best three goals on the season, which ties her for the most in the conference so far. And Peters recorded two shutouts for the week, making it three total on the season. She kept both previously ranked St. Louis and previously undefeated Iowa off the board, recording nine saves through both matches, including a season-high five against the Hawkeyes. And the senior took possession of the Jayhawks' all-time shutout record with 29, passing Megan Miller, who did it back in the early 2000s, with 28. So Grace Yoakum of Oklahoma State and Sarah Peters of Kansas, making it look natural. And of course, coming up this football season, your tailgate plans are set. You've got something now to quench your thirst for football. Natty Light Seltzer, making it look natural. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup, or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
Wrapping up Big 12 this week, I'm Bill Pollack. Thanks to my guest, Jeff Haxton. Enjoy the games. Have a great week. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon. Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.